Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Kieran Healy. Father Kieran directs a retreat house in Oregon. His preaching today is entitled, Our Continued Need for the Healing Touch of Jesus.
So we start out then with the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 53 to 56. After making the crossing from the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to land at Gennesaret and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country and began to bring in the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him they might touch only the tassel of his cloak, and as many as touched it were healed. And so the Gospel of the Lord. One thing we really need in today's world is a sense of the larger universal church and its outreach to people in need and suffering from illness. We're overwhelmed by reports of wars and terrorism, disease and death, refugees and countless tragedies that make up the evening news. More than ever, we need healthy expressions of religious concern and active compassion for our suffering brothers and sisters throughout the world. It's said that this particular segment of Mark reflects the expanding ministries of the early church as it attempted to share the promise of the gospel. So it should be for us. The action is located not in a church or holy site, but in the marketplace, the agora, the place where real business was conducted in those days. I'm amused, as I recall years ago, when I worked in campus ministry, we called our coffee house the Agora. And it certainly was a place of hospitality, music, good food, and where a lot of good people and a lot of good activities were accomplished together. Not being an actual church, it attracted people from every background. One of my strongest religious concerns is that I would reach out with understanding and concern to people who would not always easily find their way into a church. I think we all have had the feeling that of being very alone when a serious illness strikes us, and so the need to see Jesus and then the early church active in the role of healing acceptance and mercy, reaching out to strangers. Some years ago, I led a parish tour of the Dominican holy sites in Europe, the Path of St. Dominic. And since we were in southern France, we quite naturally also included Lourdes in our trip. For me, one of the highlights of the trip was the evening rosary at Lourdes. You see the wheelchairs and all the contraptions for getting the sick people and paralyzed people into the healing waters. And this only intensifies your awareness of what all these pilgrims are praying for. Then the procession begins in the early darkness, with people carrying thousands of candles. The rosary is recited more or less together, each person in his own or her own language, and then in between the decades, the booming chorus of Immaculate Mary in all the different languages. For me, this was one of the strongest examples I've ever experienced of the Church Universal at prayer. Yet this is only a small demonstration of our passionate prayer for all the world's needs. This last September, during our women's retreat here at St. Benedict's, I had another wonderful experience of the healing outreach of the church. On Saturday night, we had planned for a shorter, informal presentation by Sister Lily Fitzpatrick, a Dominican sister who was our animator for the retreat. But she was late, having been deeply involved in a counseling session, and as she arrived, she just gave some informal reflections, and then we set up for offering the sacrament of the sick to anyone who wished. Since Father David and I are both of an age where the sacrament is advisable, I set up two stations for those receiving the anointing and asked that five or six ladies would gather behind each chair and place their hands on the shoulders of the person being anointed. This turned out to be a golden moment, a highlight of the retreat. people caught on to the rhythm of the sacrament and offered consolation and changed places in ways that just increased the sacredness of the moment. Our retreatants were mostly middle and older age women, people with vast experience of faith and the need for healing in their lives, in their families, and in the world. This proved to be the real high point of the retreat. And so as many as touched the tassels of his cloak were healed. What a beautiful moment in the Gospel of Mark, and how much we need this today. As I visit the sick and encounter serious illness myself, how important it is to gain a full understanding of any illness, to have full and competent diagnosis from a doctor, and then to begin the path of healing. One of my parishioners is a member of Doctors Without Borders and spends much of the year in foreign lands serving the poor and neglected. What a wonderful, inspiring vocation this is, and how much we all need to support this with our resources and our prayers, so that the healing concern of Jesus will continue to have a practical expression among the people who are in greatest need. May God bless you today, and in your prayers and gestures of support for our brothers and sisters in their need, that they might be restored to health and reach out to touch the healing presence of Jesus. God bless you. Thank you.